It's Wednesday, the 11th of November, and it's grey and overcast, but listen, the raging winds have receded. There's still a bit of a breeze gets up now and again, but at the moment nothing much, so not that I mind the wind, to be honest with you. But we had about 3 or 4 days there of very strong wind and driving rain, so hasn't been particularly nice. I like the straight down rain, so if we get rain this morning and there's no wind, it'll be lovely. But where's all the flowers gone? No song about them. Where has all the good weather gone? Where's all the good weather gone? The good autumn weather we had through September and October. Turned the 1st of November almost on the day, and the weather began to go a wee bit south, pear shaped, downhill. Can't really complain though. It's very mild. Yesterday it was, even with the strong winds and rain, very mild indeed. Didn't have to light the stove, it was all set. No need to light it. Even sitting in last night watching the telly, watching the TV, no need to light the stove. About 15, 16 degrees. In fact, I think it was actually warmer than that. And this morning in the house, it's... I'm getting good at this, because I guess, I say to my wife, we might not need to light the stove today again if it stays like this, because it's got to be between 16 and 17 in the house. And so I went and checked the digital thermostat, and it said 16.5. How's that? Right in the middle diddle. So it's very mild indeed, for sure, absolutely. So, I had a good sleep last night. Yes, I did actually have a good sleep, but I've spoken about my dreams before, but oh my lord. Yes, especially the end one, the last one before the alarm went. In fact, it was the alarm that woke me out of the dream. Oh my god, I wish I could describe it to you. Jeez, man. I know exactly what it was all about. I can dissect every bit of it and relate it to my life, my health. Yes. Yes. And another one before that. Similar. Not the same dream, not the same type of dream, but oh, you can, it's great being able to remember them again, it really is. I thought I'd lost all that, but some parts, though not laughable at the time, is laughable when you're awake and you can remember that dream, and you kind of chuckle because it's, you know what it was all about, even though this dream actually goes harks away back to years and years ago, and certain family members and things that happened. Nothing bad, or just basically down to their character. And you know, it would take me forever to, well, maybe not forever, but it is forever. What does it people say to you? You ask them a question about something and they'll say, how long have you got? How long have you got? Basically means how long are you prepared to sit or stand and listen to me? Stand and listen to people, listen to them, listen to maybe something. Yes, they want off their chest. Or bore you to death. How long have you got? Suppose that's a kind of clue, you know, when someone reciprocates, no, not reciprocates, responds. Where the hell did reciprocate come from? When someone responds with that, how long have you got? That's a clue. Well, really, I haven't got that much time, I'm sorry. With that, there are things people say. I love what people say. You speak to him about a subject and they say, oh, don't talk to me about that. Okay, moving on. Or you ask and they say, oh, don't ask. Aren't we humans marvellous? We're bloody comedians, you know. We don't know it. Oh dear Lord. But in the same respect, I'm thinking we are so unique in the world regarding vocabulary and our wee I was going to say a certain word, I'm going to say it. I'm not allowed to say it. No, it's not a swear word. It's, it begins with T and ends in S. And it's six letters. No, I wasn't counting on my fingers. I'd drop my cup or my Zoom if I did that. We are pretty unique in our vocabulary and our wee sayings and our phrases and our responses and our anecdotes and yes, we're pretty unique. We're not all bad, aren't we? Not all bad. I love human nature, so long as it's not bad, vicious. Even devilish human nature can be fun, enjoyable. Anyway. Lovely and fairly calm. Maybe today. I did sweep the leaves up at the side of the house yesterday. They were sodden wet, so it was more a shoveling expedition than a sweeping one. But I got them all banked into a corner just along from me here, and I've got those distributed into the shrubbery. Don't put leaves in the refuse bin, you know, the one for your garden. I forget what they call it now. I don't put leaves in there. Put all leaves back into the garden. Came from an old guy I listened to on television years ago. He wasn't a celebrity, he was just a normal person, but he was on a And it was such a nice way he said that, give back to the garden what the garden gives you, and always remember that. So apart from branches and stiff twigs and things, it all goes back into the borders. Just looking at like a Tony Astor here on the wall, which is going over with its tiny wee leaves, wee green leaves turning russet, amber, pink, red, and the red berries now being revealed. It's lovely. And those berries will feed the birdies during the winter. The winter. The winter of discontent. Let's hope it's not discontent. And I've got two trays of viola and two trays of pansies. 20 in each pack, so I have 80 plants to put somewhere. All bought at one of the local stores by my wife over the past 2 days for 10 pence a tray. Yes, 10 pence for 20 plants. End of the season, you see. And I've got beautiful wee viola colours and those beautiful, what I always refer to as Mexican men's faces, pansies. Beautiful colours, and I've got to do something with them. I don't know what.